I'm talking with Ton from the Netherlands. We're talking about Dutch tolerance, and we're talking about just the unique way of life that the Dutch have managed. And Bob in Florence, Oregon. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Thanks
Hello,
for your
Rick.
Call, yeah.
We've been to Europe three times and have followed you all over the place. I think that the biggest thing that we got about Holland was all of the things that the sites that you showed to us, the gardens and so on and so forth. We happened to be there in the latter part of April, and the tulips were right at the height.
Yep.
But one thing that we did learn over there, and that is, and you've told us 100 times, get your reservation. We got to fiddle-faddling around one night, and we didn't have a reservation about 5 o'clock. We decided to wake up and get one, and so we had a little bit of trouble. So, but it was a great time, and it's a wonderful place to drive. Everything was so easy and so nice. It was just great.
Good advice. It sounds like you've had a lot of fun in the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a great spot. We did come into kind of an interesting time. We were there on the Queen's birthday, and they have a tendency to party pretty well. They close the town down. You can't drive around. Taxis, of course, can get around and stuff like that. But it got quite a celebration for two or three days. But it was all in good fun.
Queen's Day is wild. What day is that?
It was right around the 1st of May.
Then you must have been there in the weekend, because normally it's the 30th of April, but if the 30th of April is on a Sunday, then we celebrate it the day after.
I see.
All right. Hey, Bob, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Bye now.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
I'm speaking with Ton van Harderer, and he's a guide, a friend of mine from the Netherlands, and we're talking about Dutch tolerance and just the beautiful Dutch culture. And Ton, when I think about Holland, when a tourist thinks about Holland, we think of clichetic, tacky, touristy things, wooden shoes, the old windmills and tulips everywhere. Do these mean anything to you, or are these just throwaway tourist gimmicks? What do you think when you see wooden shoes and old windmills and tulips?
Yeah, well, when I see old windmills, then I say, how nice that they are still there. But, of course, it's only part of the culture. It's the traditional part. But, we also have the one of the nicest museums, the Rijksmuseum, and the Van Gogh, the largest collection of paintings of Van Gogh, are to be found in Amsterdam. Yeah, that's the good thing. It has a lot to offer.
Are there actually communities that are relying primarily on wind power?
Yeah, Marken. Marken is an isle with about 700 inhabitants. And when you drive up to the isle, there's one small dike connecting the isle with the mainland. You see three electricity windmills. Yeah, about 90% of energy consumption on the isle comes from those three mills.
So there's respect for wind power, even in the modern world, for clean energy.
Yeah, although it's not much at the moment. It's only 4%. The idea is that in 2020 it should be at least 9%. But I personally think it's still not enough. Mm-hmm. Look to Denmark, they are over 20%.
Denmark is over 20%. In fact, there's a competition in Europe where the first community to be entirely wind-powered will win a prize.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's communities in Denmark that are seriously going for that.
Yeah.
And the Dutch are famous for being frugal. We say to go Dutch, you know, when mm-hmm. everybody pays their own restaurant ticket or something. Do people really go Dutch in the Netherlands?
Yeah, it depends on which people you are with.
Yeah. So that going Dutch is actually something that might be going local in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, right.
And you have a very practical approach to social problems. In the United States, we have so much junk mail, and everybody just complains about getting all the junk mail. But I noticed in the Netherlands, you can put a sticker on your mailbox, and it says yes or no.
Yeah.
And what's the deal with that? The mailman knows what you're okay?
Yeah. In fact, it's about two things. The junk you get in from private companies, or the weekly free magazine. And you can say, yes, I want them both. You can say, I don't want the junk mail, but I do want the free magazine. So, and if you don't put a sticker on it, then you will get everything. But that's a very practical and environmental-wise solution.
And you always bring in the environmental-wise, the green. It's a good way not to waste paper and not to deal with all this junk.
Yeah.
What do you put on your mailbox?
I have yes for the free magazine, and no for the junk mail.
That's what I would do too.